Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Eco Village Radio, hosted by Blog Talk Radio and home of the Alternative Nation. I'm your host, Russ Purvis. It's Wednesday, September 23rd, and we're coming to you from Dome Creek, British Columbia. This is a special show tonight. It'll be short. It's on our Harvest Celebration 2015 and talking a little bit about our cooperative. So for those of you who don't know, our Harvest Celebration is one of our two annual celebrations. This year it's September 26th and 27th. Our big meal and get-together is on Saturday. We ask that people arrive by 10 a.m. and the meal actually begins at 2 p.m. We ask everyone to bring a dish to share, and please RSVP via our website if you can. We'd appreciate that. In addition, the current menu to date. The menu to date furnished by all those confirmed as coming are wild salmon, chicken casserole with dumplings, fresh mashed potatoes right from the garden, cock with greens, strawberry raspberry pie, and lemon polenta cake. Now, I'm sure there'll be more, and that's just the beginning, something to maybe get your appetite moving a little bit and some saliva flowing. We really are looking forward to a good time this year. The weather looks like it'll be great. We hope to meet as many like-minded people who can come. We want to talk about, while they're here, the benefits of membership, provide a tour, and basically get to know each other. That's the most important aspect of the whole thing. First, us get to know you, and you get to know us. Because ultimately, we're an intentional community, and we'd like to have more people here, you know, working together, doing what we all like to do, which is working towards sustainability. And in our particular case, farming. We expect to have lots of social time, a campfire by the river in the evening, and basically some music there if everyone wants to bring their instruments, and just have a good time getting to know each other. I think probably that's not always clear to everybody what the purpose is, so it's time to celebrate the harvest. The harvest is coming in. It's not all in, but it will be coming in. It's been really good this year, but it's also a time to kind of get together before winter. Form some new friends if possible, connect with old friends, and you know, talk about what's happening here and what everyone would like to happen. Probably the other thing that is not as clear as maybe it should be, I know there's a lot of people that don't really understand what it means to be a cooperative. Okay, a cooperative is just like any other legal organization. We have to be registered, that sort of thing. We have bylaws that are registered in Victoria, and we have to file a certain amount of documentation. The primary difference between the organizations most people are aware of, like corporations, is that co-ops have members and versus the corporation. Corporation has shareholders. The members in a co-op basically run the show. In a corporation, the shareholders don't really, though they have some influence on the board of directors and management. So if you're in a co-op, in our particular case, it's one person or family per vote. It doesn't matter how much money that you invest or have invested in the co-op or intend to invest in the co-op. In a corporation, it's completely different. Your ability to have power in the corporation and vote as you vote your shares, okay? And so your power is based upon how much money that you invest in the corporation. That's a fundamental difference. Probably the other second fundamental difference is what is done with any excess. In typical corporations, excess are called profits, and of course there's other things they can do, but in general, you know, those are distributed through dividends or some other way back to the shareholders. In a co-op, it's quite a bit different than that. First of all, your purpose generally is not to make a profit. Your purpose is to exist, and that means you continue your existence and you pay for your expenses that you accumulate, including any employees if you have any. If there happens to be excess, which is not mandatory or expected in the co-op in any one year, then that is decided by the co-op how it's going to be distributed to the members. And that may mean a distribution, or it may mean plowed back into the co-op in some fashion. But again, there's not this drive to produce profits for the shareholders per quarter. It's not worth what the co-ops are about. Co-ops are membership, and they get to decide where any excess goes. And usually it goes towards the co-op making a better organization. Now, relative to our expenses as a co-op, you know, we have the basic things you might expect. I mean, there's annual accounting and legal expenses, there's taxes, etc. But at the end of the day, what really sets us apart is that we don't have a mortgage, per se, and we grow most of our own food. Now, what I have to ask you is, what would your life be like if you didn't have a mortgage and you grew most of your own food? And you also walk to work. I think that's sort of the important thing we'd like to talk about relative to a lifestyle change. Because ultimately, if we are open to people building their own homes, self-build, you know, that means you can build your home fairly cheaply, inexpensively. At the same time, most of the money that is, or a large portion of the money that you spend when you go to buy a house in a city, or a suburb, is based upon the land. Okay, you're not paying just for the house, you're also paying for the land. You're paying for somebody else who built your house. So two things, land and somebody else built your house. There's lots of profit in there in both those things. So you can see how that could make things more expensive, and in fact, it does. Here, our land cost buying is very inexpensive, and we ask people to build their own houses, and so you can save all that money. So then it comes back to, again, if you build your own house and your land cost buy-in is paid for, then you own your house, you grow most of your own food. So what do you really need to maintain your lifestyle if, in fact, you're growing most of your own food and your house is paid for? Something to think about. The other two expenses that occur when you join the co-op, other than your land cost buy-in, are your membership fee, which is a one-time fee, and that is $4,000. It can be per family. That, in particular, isn't always promoted. We don't talk about it a lot, but at the end of the day, it basically comes back to you. When you build, 75% of that money comes back to you for capital development of your lot, and 25% goes in emergency reserves for the co-op, which you potentially have access to at some point in time in the future. We do welcome visitors. We do like people to come and visit us. We hope that you're interested in coming and visit us during the harvest celebration. It's easy for us that way. We are a working farm. We're a business. So it's not convenient for you just to pop by. So please check our website if you're interested in learning more in terms of making a living here. The land is here. Are you a farmer or you want to be? Then you invest in yourself like any other business, or create possibly another business not related to farming, such as environmental education, outdoor adventure, tourism. All those kinds of things are available for you to create here. This is the base. You know, we want to farm here. We want to grow our own food. But in terms of other businesses, it's up to the members to decide what they want to do. What I can say real clearly is, having had friends who are tree planters, a tree planter can afford to live here. You probably can too. And, of course, it's very beautiful. Now, there may be other questions you might have as time goes on. Maybe some of those things might have to do with all the other things that we have here relative to what's on site. There's a common house here. It's a big kitchen, living room, two-story with full basement, washer, dryer, telephone, and broadband internet. We also have two cabins. One in is being in a state of repair. The other is also a two-story, and we have a three-story barn and several small outbuildings, as well as some large gardens, and the expected farm equipment, some trucks, tractor, miscellaneous things like that. We also have, at the current time, we have 30 alpacas as part of our on-site farming operation, and two guardian livestock dogs who are very sweet, and we love them dearly, but they do their job quite well. There's probably all kinds of other questions that you might have. I might also remind everyone that as a co-op, you do have the right to buy and sell your membership. The key to that is if you the existing members get to approve whoever you buy and sell to. Other than that, it's just like any other transaction. And probably for your benefit and our benefit, that maintains the co-op and for its values and integrity. Yeah, we probably could say, honestly, we do hug trees. We also, you know, don't mind getting real greasy with our elbows in the tractor and that sort of thing. We play hard. We work hard. We really enjoy the seasons. And we're really hoping that you'll have a chance to come and visit us, if not this weekend, sometime in the future. I want to thank you for tuning in and learning a little bit more about Kakwa and all the things that we do here. Probably the other thing I could mention, as we kind of go into our closing minutes here, are more aspects of membership itself. Now, beginning, you can start off as a supporting member. That means you have $10 a month membership fee for 6 months. You can visit any time. You can live in the community if rental accommodations are available. Meals are provided by work exchange or cash. So if you're going to come visit, if you're not going to work, you've got to pay. You can also attend community meetings in an observer role without participating in the discussion. And we need to sign some basic agreements about our behavior here, the vision, statement, the common ground, the land ethic. And we also provide a membership application if you're interested as a supporting member. Now, once you decide you want to become more committed, then you become a provisional member. That means you can live in the community for 6 months to 1 year, and during that time, you of course are expected to provide your own living accommodation. That means you might want to be renting here or bring something on site that can be reviewed and discussed. But during these two committee meetings you're expected to attend per month, you don't get to block decisions. Our decision making is basically on consensus, but we do have some stipulations in our bylaws that say that if we come into a real hard place and after multiple reviews, we can do an 80% decision by the members. All members are on our board of directors. We do ask during your 6 month to 1 year period that you commit to get to know everyone. And at the end of the 6 months to 1 year, you submit your member application, and then that's reviewed. And at the end of that time, you would pay your membership share fee, and then you sign a contract agreement about your land purchase contribution. So those are some details. I hope that's helpful to you. We're going to be closing here in just a couple minutes. Looks like we're going to have great weather this weekend. We have some unusual astronomical things happening. I guess we have a solar eclipse, and it should be quite exciting. I don't think there's another one for quite a long time. This is one about 7 o'clock, I believe, our time here on the west coast of North America. But it's supposed to be very exciting. I think it's a combination solar-lunar eclipse, so it's quite an unusual thing. But we'll have to look for it. You never know. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, and we can be out there and enjoying that and watching that as a group, most likely around the campfire. So thanks again for listening. All your questions about Kakwa Ekapuas, we hope I've answered some of them. And the remainder, we hope you can go to our blog that you can find on our KakwaEkapuas.com website, and the links to other questions we hope you'll be able to answer. If not, please send us an email at info@kakwaekapuas.com. Thank you for your time and visiting with us today, or listening. And we hope to see you soon. Bye now.